Coming up on today's episode of Locked On Bucks, David and I are going to begin our two-part series where we are drafting our all-time Buccaneers teams. And of course, today's show is brought to you in part by Hotels.com. Don't hate like your friend's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com, be there, do that, get rewarded.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Forfeit the game before somebody else takes you out of the frame. Put your name to shame, cover up your face. You can't run the race, the pace is too fast, you just won't last.
What's up and welcome back to the Locked On Bucks podcast. I'm James Yarko, joined as always by David Harrison. You can find everything that we're doing over at BucksNation.com and make sure you follow along on Twitter at Locked On Bucks, at Jarko underscore Bucks, at DH82 underscore Bucks, and at Bucks underscore Nation. All right, David, we had a Twitter suggestion following our Memorial Day cookout draft. Trevor Martin at Coach Martin 55 on Twitter, all the way out there in California, said that he would love to hear us draft our all-time Buccaneers teams. So what we are doing, David, is we are drafting our all-time Buccaneers teams. Now, of course, you know, standard fantasy draft rules apply. We are doing a snake-style draft, and you can only draft a player once. So, you know, you and I can't both have Ali Marpet, as we discussed pre-show. So we have to compile the best overall Buccaneers teams based off of players that have obviously played for the Buccaneers to figure out which one of us has the better all-time team.
Me.
You don't know that.
Foregone conclusion. Unless you're just going to draft touchdowns. Just all the touchdowns are yours.
Well, I mean, I'm going to draft a lot of touchdowns because today we're doing the offense. And David,
you know, just real quick, because Coach Martin, right, brought up that he wanted is done similar to the Memorial Day barbecue draft.
Uh-huh.
And it just took me back to that a little bit. And I'm really looking forward to this barbecue you throw someday that literally has all the beers available. I just want to throw that out there.
I'm looking forward to that barbecue as well. Because yeah, that's going to be a fun time for everybody.
Pretty sure the Arians family would have to fund it, just so you know.
No one said that there was going to be an unlimited supply of all the beers, but I could go...
like one milliliter of every beer in the world.
Well, I mean, every beer that I can get around here, sure, there will be representation of all the beers.
We need a redraft.
You put out a poll earlier asking who should get the first pick tonight, and it ended in a tie. So you and I had the discussion before the show started recording that since you got the first pick in the Memorial Day draft, then I'm going to get the first pick tonight, and we are drafting offense. So and a kicker. Offense and a kicker.
You won't go kicker first round.
Tomorrow will be defense and a punter. And then, we will start to let our listeners decide our fates there. So anything else you want to clarify or throw out there before we get this party started?
No, I'm good. I'm pretty sure you have something, some sort of scheme up your sleeve to screw me over on this. So let's just get to it.
I don't have any schemes whatsoever, and I'm a little offended that you would insinuate such a thing. But, you know, given the Buccaneers' history, there's no slam dunk number one pick. It's not like there's, you know, like a surefire quarterback to take or anything like that. So I think with the number one pick, I am going to take a guy who has already set a ridiculous amount of records for the Buccaneers, and he's super, super young. Give me Mike Evans to be my wide receiver one and the first overall pick in this draft.
Yeah, I like it. That's a good choice.
Thank you.
Definitely somebody who's on my list, and I think already the best wide receiver in franchise history. So that works.
All right. Well, you get two picks now, David. So go ahead and fire it up. What do you got?
All right. So I have the next two picks. I'm going to go with left tackle Paul Gruber.
That's a great pick. definitely on my list.
Yeah, so Paul Gruber, I mean, first-round draft pick for the Buccaneers in real life back in 1988, so why not make him a first-round draft pick here today, just obviously out of respect and because he deserves it. Left tackle Paul Gruber, first-round pick, and then I have the first pick of the second round, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so the first pick in the second round, I'm going Warrick Dunn.
That is a great pick, and I'm a little upset that you took it. Now, I would say that had Warrick Dunn not taken a sabbatical and gone to play for the Falcons for a little while, he would be the Bucs' all-time leading rusher. I truly believe that. So he was definitely on my list. Now I get two picks, and there's some strategy involved here. Like, you've already taken a left tackle, so I can wait and take my left tackle all the way at the end of the draft because you're not going to take a second.
Mm-hmm.
But
you got me.
Yeah, I mean, I think the next best pick is, for me, I got to go Ali Marpet. I'm going to go Ali Marpet at right guard.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to say at guard for right now. I'm going to wait and see.
No, sir. You don't get to do that. Because now I draft one of my guards and you have the fleck. No.
Okay, I'm taking him a right guard. Right guard.
See, I knew you had something up your sleeve.
I wasn't trying to pull something off. I didn't think about it at the time when I originally said right guard. But you're right. Yeah, you need to know what I'm doing. Ali Marpet, right guard. Second pick. Okay. For my third pick, tight end Jimmy Giles.
Nice. I did not expect a tight end to go this early.
I wasn't going to go with a tight end this early, but you know what? I like the way that this is shaping up a little bit. And like I said, you know, I'm playing the strategy game. I'm trying to fill out part of my roster with positions that you haven't picked yet, because I know outside a receiver – and then, of course, we have a kind of a flex position that we have there, but we're taking one of each. So I want to try to make sure that I get the elite of the elite while I still can.
I got you.
Yeah, now it's over to you for two more so I can start to panic a little bit and really start to tilt.
All right. So for my next pick, so you took Ali Marpet as a right guard.
Right guard, yes.
Which means the best left guard in Buccaneers franchise history in total career, right? So that's because we're taking the player. I don't know. We might be getting in some gray area. Do I only get the player from the time they spent as a Buccaneer, or do I get the player just because that's the player? How in the weeds are we getting with this thing?
See, and I struggled with that too. Like,
because not for nothing, right? But I'm giving you Ali Marpet. He only spent 1 year at right guard.
Right.
So technically, you're only getting 1 year of production out of him. So I'm just going to give you Ali Marpet. He's a right guard mentality. You get Ali Marpet. That's the way I kind of look at it.
Right. And I was thinking along the same lines as you, because when I was filling out kind of my list here of players that I wanted to target, I didn't put Steve Young down at quarterback.
He kind of crossed my mind, and I would look at that as a little bit of cheating because, I mean,
he was not good. Yeah. He was not good for Tampa Bay. So I'm not drafting 49ers, you know, Steve Young. I don't know. It is kind of a funky area, but you know what? Let's just continue to go and see how our roster shape out, because one thing is for certain, at least in the case of Ali Marpet here, he's a beast no matter where he lines up. So at least I have versatility in case one of my other linemen goes down.
That is true, yes. If we ever match these rosters up on like a Madden Ultimate Team situation or something, that will be true. So seeing that you took Ali Marpet and you're putting him at right guard, like you said with your strategy, I don't have to worry about another right guard.
Exactly.
Because you're not using your extra draft pick on a right guard.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to take the best remaining left guard in team set because of strategy, because I don't want you to take him away from me. And that, of course, is the great Randall McDaniel at left guard.
Okay. You know what? I'm not even upset.
And then I'm taking the best right guard in Buccaneers history. Again, don't at me. And that's Devin Joseph.
All right. So you've rounded out most of your offensive line there. So that's over to me for two more. Wow. I'm going to go ahead and take the best center in team history while we're working on this offensive line. Give me Tony Mayberry.
Very nice. I also had him as the best center.
So that gives me Ali at right guard, Mayberry at center, Do I have a left tackle yet? I don't. I'm going to draft my flex. Are you ready for that? I am drafting my flex.
You're drafting another tight end.
I'm drafting Mike freaking Allstott. Ooh.
Mike Allstott is...
Mike Allstott. He can be my running back. He can be my fullback. He can
catch don't, but we don't have a fullback position in our draft, sir. And you picked the positions for this draft. You can't make up a position.
He's a running back.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine as long as you're calling him a running back. I'm fine with it as long as you're calling him a running back. I'll give you Mike Allstott.
You're going to give me Mike Allstott because I drafted him.
You're going to get Mike Allstott because I'm a gentleman.
Because he's
Mr. I'm drafting beer.
Hey, it was delicious. You should have had some, but you couldn't because you didn't draft it.
Back to business. Enough with the foolishness. I am going to take... Okay, but you're still not drafting your flex. You drafted a running back, which just means your flex is probably going to be a running back. That's all that tells me.
Yeah, basically.
Got you. Okay, and I'm going to draft my flex because I'm not allowing you to draft this person to go with your Mike. I'm taking James Wilder.
That was dirty.
It's not dirty. It's
that
smart.
Was dirty.
And you know it. So good luck with whoever you're putting back behind Mike Allstott because he's not going to be a threat to my defense, sir.
Okay.
Not as much as my two-back set is going to be a threat to your defense.
All right. We'll see.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to stay on the offensive line because this team does not have a great history of right tackles. And I'm going to take Kenyatta Walker.
That's a good one.
Yep. Back to you, Jimmy.
So this is pick number 2 of the 6th round. Neither one of us has taken a quarterback yet. And I don't think I'm going to start now.
Go for it.
With my next pick, I'm going to round out my wide receiver group, unless I decide to pivot and just leave Allstott as my starting running back. I love Mike Evans, but he's not the speedster. But Captain Flex himself is. I'm taking your Ohio State Suckeye, Joey Galloway.
The fact that you just called him a Suckeye while drafting him is beautifully ironic to me.
Well, that's because he went to a terrible college, but I'm not going to hold that against him.
Yeah, I got you. But no, it's a good pick. I like it. It's a good pick.
The only position left that neither one of us has drafted is quarterback. And this is a tough one. You know what? Screw it. I'm taking Jameis. I'm not going to sit here and draft Freeman or Sean King or even Super Bowl winner Brad Johnson. Jameis Winston is the most talented quarterback this team has ever had. And I just have to hope, as Buccaneers fans hope, that he continues to reach the levels that we expect his abilities to take him to.
Yeah, no, I like it. He's obviously someone who's on my list for quarterbacks, but I'm good with the options that it leaves me. So that's why I haven't gone quarterback yet.
I only wrote down 2 quarterbacks. I only gave myself 2 options. I'm guessing your quarterback is going to end up being the other one that I wrote down.
Steve Young? Yeah, probably. So with my next 2 picks, I'm going wide receiver. I'm just going to take my wide receivers. And of course, I would have wanted Mike Evans. Of course, I would have wanted Joey Galloway. But you know what? I'm good with the way my offense is shaping out. So I might not have the 2 best wide receivers in Buccaneers franchise history, although Joey Galloway I don't think is the second best receiver in Buccaneers franchise history. He's definitely up there. I will give you that. I wouldn't
say he's the second best either, honestly.
Yeah. So since this is fantasy, we don't have to worry about team chemistry. I'm taking Keyshawn Johnson.
Yikes. I didn't even have him written down.
Well, talent-wise, he's fine. It's chemistry that you're worried about, but we're not actually feeling this team, so I don't have to worry about chemistry. And I'm going to take someone who may be a shocker to some people. I'm taking Antonio Bryant.
Both of the receivers you just took didn't even make my list.
Weren't even on your list. I got it. And I'm looking at Vincent Jackson, and I love Vincent Jackson. Don't get me wrong. There's obviously some other guys, and I don't know, man. Like Keyshawn and Antonio, I like the ability. I like the – and again, I don't have to worry about locker room chemistry, so –
It is what it is.
If I was, and I love Antonio Bryant, I do. But if I was going to take a receiver that only really had like one standout year for the Bucs, I would have taken Keenan McCardell. Like the receivers that I have left on my list since you've taken both of yours, Keenan McCardell, Vincent Jackson, Mark Carrier, and Kevin House.
See, I didn't have Carrier House, but I did have McCardell, and obviously I had Vincent Jackson. Yeah, I'm looking upside. I feel like those two guys have the ability to help me do what my offense is going to be built to do. So that's where I'm going.
All right. Okay, well, that sends it back over to me for two more. I still need a the left side of my offensive line. And I need a right tackle. So left tackle, give me a guy who was he was a damn good player for the Buccaneers until he was unceremoniously shown the door. And even after that, he was still incredibly effective. Give me Donald Penn.
Yeah, buddy.
Which I only had him and Gruber written down. Like, those were the only two options at left tackle. And yeah, to line up next to him, you know, I mentioned him to you earlier. Give me Logan Mankins. I mean, the guy, even though he was on the back nine of his career when he came to Tampa, he still made a Pro Bowl with the Buccaneers.
And so did Randall McDaniel. I really look at them as like 1A, 1B as far as left guards if you're not taking Ali Marpet at left guard. So
right.
That's the way I look at it.
So, yeah, that's back over to you, my man. You still need a quarterback. You need a tight end. What else do you need? Center?
Yep. Kicker? So I'm going to take – what's that?
Kicker?
Yeah, I think we're all taking kicker last. I don't know.
Are we, though?
Well, I guess we'll find out. I am going to take – oh, man. I'm taking OJ. And I don't. This is a little bit more hype. I mean, Dave Moore had such a great career. And don't get me wrong, I'm very tempted to take him, but I'm taking OJ. I love the upside. And again, my receiver group, like you look at my receiver, I don't exactly have burners, right? So I'm going to need somebody to help run routes over the middle, help hit the seams, help hit some of those other routes to take defensive backs away from my guys. Cause I don't want to say they need a whole lot of space. I mean, Keyshawn and Antonio are good in their own right and getting open, you know, against defenses, but having a guy like OJ Howard will help them get open. Yeah, while my quarterback camps behind what is turning out to be an amazing offensive line. And then with my next pick, I'm taking Matt Bryant because I just can't let you have him.
You said you're taking Matt Bryant?
I am. So there's way too much sentimental value for me attached to Matt Bryant. So I'm bringing him back to Tampa. It's happening.
Well, that's fine because I didn't want him. So Fantastic. Joke's on you.
You can have Automatica and I will take Matt Bryant.
All right. So I still need a right tackle. I need a kicker. And I still have, theoretically, I still have my flex position to play with. Since you took Wilder, I was gonna team up Wilder and Allstott in that.
Oh, I know you were.
In that backfield. I guess I tipped my hand a little too early. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I could go with the Super Bowl duo of Michael Pittman and Mike Allstott.
You could.
You know, the it would probably lose votes, but the number four all-time leading rusher in Bucs history is Doug Martin. who knows how good he would have been if he had Allstott out there, you know, helping.
That's true. I mean, I could probably be a Pro Bowl running back if I had Allstott in front of me.
Right. But I think first I'm going to take my right tackle in Rob Taylor, who he played for the Bucs from 86 to 93. He got drafted in 83. And then didn't play a snap until 86. And he had a darn good career with the Bucs. So give me Rob Taylor to round out my offensive line. And I'm gonna keep the suspense for the last round. Give me Automatica Grammatica as my kicker because I am still full blown tilting, not knowing if I'm gonna take a third receiver or a second running back.
You have to take a running back.
Why? Mike Allstott's the number two leading rusher in team history.
Yeah, I understand that, but you can't
what?
You choose what you want to do. So I'm up, right?
You are up.
So you talked about taking a Super Bowl duo. I am taking a Super Bowl duo. I'm taking Brad Johnson and I'm taking Jeff Christie, a quarterback and a center, because as we know from talking to current Buccaneers center, Ryan Jensen, that relationship is extremely important. And Jeff Christie and Brad Johnson made it happen for this very franchise. So those are my final two picks for today's episode. Brad Johnson, Jeff Christie, Super Bowl winning quarterback and center tandem.
Yeah, 100% not the other quarterback that I had written down.
Who did you have?
Doug Williams.
You didn't? Oh, yeah, Doug Williams is great, but you didn't have the guy who won it for the team? I mean, nope. I got that it was defense. But obviously, Brad Johnson is a Super Bowl-capable quarterback. He's the Joe Flacco of the Buccaneers franchise, as far as I'm concerned.
Doug Williams.
Yeah, just not in Tampa.
No, but that's not Doug Williams' fault. That's Hugh Culver.
I agree with that, too. Yes, I definitely agree with that as well. Yeah, no, I mean, I had Williams on my list, of course, obviously. I was hoping that you would agree with me on the Steve Young thing, so I'm glad that you did because I didn't have him on my list. But yeah, Jameis, Brad, and Doug. But I mean, Brad won the ring, man. Like, Brad, if you wonder, do you have a quarterback that can take you to a Super Bowl and win? You have irrefutable evidence that, yes, Brad Johnson can make it happen. And of course, I get his center, Jeff Christie, to go with him. So that just kind of adds value to the whole thing. I like the nostalgia behind that because, yeah, the center and cornerback position is very important. And now I have two, or I had that exact connection that helped win this team their only Super Bowl so far. So, Yahtzee.
Here's my question. And don't give me a biased answer. Give me a fair answer.
I only give fair answers.
Uh-huh. When we draft these players, are we also drafting their injury history?
I mean, the way I'm drafting them is basically I'm looking like, I don't know, man, like when you draft beer, is there a possibility that your beer goes flat? Cause you know what I mean? Like, no, I mean, we're drafting these players for the best that they can be. So whoever you're looking at that has an extensive injury history, go for it.
I think I got to take Cadillac Williams.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where I figured you were going. So yeah, I mean, yeah, if you have Cadillac, you have Cadillac rolling on rims, not Cadillac rolling on flats.
And let's not forget the Cadillac All-Stop duo Cadillac's rookie year, because that dude was straight up wild. And not for nothing. This is kind of my homer pick right here, because Cadillac Williams will go down as one of my absolute all-time favorite Buccaneers, and it absolutely just shattered my heart watching him get injured twice the exact same way. And the fact that he came back in 2010 and was a key part of them getting to those 10 wins, and he fought back from that injury twice, just shows his heart. I could go on for a full episode about how much I love Cadillac Williams. So yeah, give me Cadillac Williams. That's signed, sealed, delivered. I'm thrilled.
Yeah, Cadillac's great. I mean, definitely probably my third. I would venture to say he was my third pick at running back. I definitely wanted to get work done, James Wilder together. But Cadillac was definitely up there on my list as well for the same reasons. And I mean, yeah, if I'm taking Keyshawn Johnson without the drama, because I'm taking Keyshawn Johnson at his best, then obviously you get Cadillac Williams at his best. That's only fair. So.
All right. Well, David, why don't you go ahead and run through your starting offensive lineup there?
Yeah, definitely. So I've got quarterback Brad Johnson, Super Bowl winner. I've got running back Warrick Dunn, wide receiver Keyshawn Johnson, without the drama, ladies and gentlemen. wide receiver Antonio Bryant, which I will admit is a little bit more of a nostalgic pick, but I don't care. I love him. Tight end O.J. Howard, right tackle Kenyatta Walker, right guard Davin Joseph, center Jeff Christie, Super Bowl winner. Left guard Randall McDaniel, left tackle Paul Gruber. My flex is James Wilder, and my kicker is everyone's favorite, Matt Bryant.
And at quarterback, I have Jameis Winston. At running back, I got Cadillac Williams and Mike Alstott. Wide receivers, Mike Evans and Joey Galloway. Tight end, Jimmy Giles. Right tackle, Rob Taylor. Right guard, Ali Marpet. Center, Tony Mayberry. Left guard, Logan Mankins. And left tackle, Donald Penn. And kicker, Martin Automatica Grammatica.
Yep. Two very good squads. I like it. We did well. Pat ourselves on the back.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see how our teams round out now, because coming up tomorrow, we're drafting on the defensive side of the ball, and it's going to get interesting, because there's a lot more talent to choose from on that defensive side of the ball than there was on the offensive side. We're going to see how things shape out. Now, David, before we get out of here, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have drafted Mike Alstott if I hadn't?
No, and it's not because Mike's not great. And I know you're trying to do. You're trying to set me up to get some hate votes towards you.
No, however, not at all. Not at all. I'm genuinely curious.
I love Mike Alstott, obviously. but I am a spread the ball, get the defense wide open, and find the gaps type of guy. So when you look at work done, you look at James Wilder. Those are two running backs you can line up. You know, whatever formation you have, whether you have Keyshawn, Antonio, Warrick Dunn, James Wilder, OJ, whatever combination of that group you have on the field, they are a nightmare. And you're going to have to, as a defense, you're going to have to play honest. You can't cheat on any single one of those players. So if you're covering really well on those receivers, I can take one of these running backs and pull them out of the backfield and do damage that way. If you're covering the middle of the field, Keyshawn and Antonio will be able to work on the perimeter serviceable enough. I wanted Joey Galloway, I'm not going to lie, to stretch the field. I'm not taking DeSean Jackson because, no.
He didn't even make my list.
Yeah, no. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the way I'm looking at it. Like, I'm looking to spread you out. I'm looking to pick you apart with my savvy veteran Brad Johnson behind a very stellar offensive line. And yeah, I think I accomplished everything that I wanted to accomplish. But unfortunately, Mike Alsat's not much of a pass catcher. So that kind of took him out of the running for me. But not to say I don't love the dude. It's just that's not the style of offense I'm going to run. So obviously you went a different direction where you're looking to what? Set up play action and get Joey Galloway behind the safeties. That's what it looks like. So,
oh yeah. yeah. Well, and the whole reason I ask is because I took him as early as I did because I thought for sure you were going to take him. And I felt confident that if I took him where I did, I would be able to pair up Alstott and Wilder. And then you pivoted in a direction I did not see coming. So I was just genuinely curious if I could have waited until the end of the draft to take him, or if I made the right move in taking him when I did, which it sounds like I should have waited. But
well, so I mean, that's hard to say because if I take Warrick Dunn, which I obviously did, and then you take James Wilder, hoping to sneak in Mike Alstott there at the end, it depends on how long you let that go. Eventually, especially after you take Mike Evans and Joey Galloway, so I know I've got receivers kind of to pick from, eventually I'm going to pair up Alstott and Dunn because, come on, Alstott and Dunn, you can't pass up the opportunity to team them up too many times. You know what I'm saying? Before
that's
strategy be damned, I'm just going to have to make it happen. so you know what I mean? Mike would not have been there in the final round. However, you probably would have got 5-6 rounds out of me before I pulled the trigger on Alstott, just because I did have a strategy on what I wanted my roster to look like coming into it.
All right. That's fair. I had to satisfy my own curiosity. So, all right. Well, David, we will be back tomorrow drafting our all-time Buccaneers defensive teams. But until then, make sure you're checking out everything going on over at BucksNation.com. Make sure you are subscribing to the podcast, whether that's on Apple Podcasts, our good friends over at Himalaya, Google Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere that you enjoy listening to your podcast. If you are one of those Apple users, if you could jump on to the Apple Podcast app, give us a 5-star rating and leave us a nice little review. We will read those on the air, and it does help other Buccaneers fans find us. Make sure you're following along on Twitter at LockedOnBucks, at JArco_Bucks, at DH82_Bucks, and at Bucks_Nation. Hope you all have a safe, wonderful, enjoyable day, and thank you so much for joining us right here at Locked On Bucks.
My show brought me the dough that brought me all my fancy things, my crib, my cars, my clothes, my shoes. Look on me, I done came more and I ain't changing. You should love it way more than you hate it. Oh, you mad? I thought that you'd be happy I made it. I'm the cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. Moved out the hood, now you tryna pull me back, right? In the club, bottle full of bub, mama, I got what you need. You need to feel the buzz. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub, mama, I got what you need. You need to feel